This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
That's right. You are on Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you are along for the ride with us. We've got plenty to tell you about when it comes to automotive news and technology and pricing and a whole lot more. But Les, what are you doing with all that body filler? And you've cut the roof off the van and you've kind of put wood blocks under the suspension to make it kind of look sort of like a crossover.
Well, actually, I'm trying to make a Woody.
Oh, geez. Well,
I don't have any more metal, so.
Yeah, there's no metal left in the van. It's all rusted away. Well, you know, this kind of goes with our first story. New crossovers for all from all, including Infiniti and Alpha. Everyone wants a crossover, it seems like.
Yeah, if you don't sell a crossover, you're not going to get much traffic in your showroom. So
yeah, that's true.
Everybody's got them. And folks over at Mini getting ready to build a sedan with a trunk. Strange. And if they do, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, we'll take a look back. They used to call it the Riley. And there's some talk they might bring that name back. Imagine that, a real trunk on a Mini. It might look
amazing, weird.
I don't know. But one thing that doesn't look weird is the Lincoln. The Lincoln Continental, people are telling everyone how beautiful it is. Matter of fact, I was just talking to someone today who said it was beautiful and they couldn't wait to look into them. And we've got a price now. They put a price on it.
Beautiful car. Beautiful. Anyway, we're going to talk tech. Love it. And this time we have several subjects. One, solar roads.
Mm-hmm.
And also 48-volt hybrids. And over at your police department, could they get a textilizer?
I love jargon, don't you?
Oh, man, yes.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Catch you texters.
Yep. Plus, Toyota builds a wooden car out of wood. And one man takes his Camaro to 177 miles per hour, and the police were not happy about it. And funny, he wasn't once he was arrested either.
I can't wait to hear about the first Toyota person who brings his car in for termites. But over across the pond, more Top Gear drama.
Yeah,
there's always something going on. It's just not working right. And also racing drones.
Yeah, maybe a cheap way to go racing.
Could be.
Yeah, but you know what happens with racing. It starts out costing a couple of $1,000s, and then somebody will start selling hot rod parts for them.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, it's just as expensive as regular racing. But they're going to get some TV coverage. We'll tell you all about that. And a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, we're on the web. Check us out, cruisecontrolradio.com. Buckle up your racing harness, because we're just getting started. Put your helmet on, too. We'll be right back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. Well, we're going to talk about crossovers because, well, frankly, everybody else is talking about crossovers. And I honestly find most of them rather boring, but that's okay. It doesn't matter what I think because I'm not building them and selling them.
Well, you might not find this one boring, though. You're a big Alfa fan, right?
I have to say that I'm looking forward to seeing the Alfa Romeo Stelvio crossover. Now, we have a picture of a mule, which is a camouflaged. The manufacturers do this, and it is the best camouflaged car I've ever seen.
Yeah, it almost looks like a plastic car that you put in the oven. Like, look at the roof. It's like a big blob on top.
I mean, they've managed to make this thing look so broken and worn out and ugly that you just don't want to look at it.
I think it would be cool to have a car that looked like that, though. Doesn't it look melted? Look at how the doors, the side doors are bulging out. And they have, like, it looks like a cardboard box taped to the back of it, so you can't see the shape of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very, very clever. Anyway, in that pile of goo is the Stelvio, which you know is going to be attractive because it's an Alfa.
Mm-hmm.
And they always make very pretty cars.
Yes.
It's going to come here in 2017.
I do like the gaffer tape on the front, you know, the duct tape all over the front of it. I think that
sadly, it bears a great resemblance to the cruise control van.
It does. And that's not
that is not saying good things.
No. There's very few details out here. It's all wheel drive. That's about it.
That's it. There you go.
Not a surprise. You look at it, though, the shape, it looks sedan-like, doesn't it?
It looks sedan-like, but, you know, if you think about it, you've got the Fiat 500X, which is also the Jeep Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of tall sedan-like.
You mean like the start of that concept with the X6 BMW?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think a lot of what we're seeing in the camouflage picture isn't really there. I think that the actual vehicle stops short.
Imagine if they rolled that out. You know, there's the big reveal, the light show, the big video, you know, the announcer saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, the latest from Alfa." And then rolled out onto the stage or the car show. I think it'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
Okay, well, they're not alone because the Beijing Auto Show is coming up. We won't be going, but we will tell you about what's going on there. And Infiniti has got one of these snazzy preview future crossover shots.
Yep.
And
it's a sort of a picture of a headlight and a little bit of a grill opening and a big scoop.
And a big tire. Looks like.
And a big tire.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a tail light, isn't it?
You know, I can't really tell. It looks like a grill in the front. But that's what it's designed to do, just not show you it by showing you it.
Yeah.
It's called the QX Sport Inspiration. And it illustrates SUV-like proportions. Wide, muscular
line. Floating A-pillars. Now, that I'm rather curious as to what that is.
Hmm. I don't know. But my question is, will this be a China-only vehicle, or will it be available in the U.S., or will it be built in China and brought over to the U.S.?
One way
like
or the other.
New Buick.
Yep, that's right. The Envision. Mm-hmm. One way or the other, I'm sure it'll come here.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. Well, we'll have to see, and we're not seeing much of the vehicle, so we'll have to keep you in the know on that on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. But one thing for certain, Les, there will be no slowing of the crossover trend as automakers. No. This is the next big thing. It's no longer big SUVs. It is crossovers with all the best parts of the SUV without the bulk.
That's right. Without the weight and the bulk.
Yeah.
And the room for the bicycle and the dog and
all that.
The kids and the roller skates.
Yeah. Looks like it can go off-road, but there's really no need for it to go off-road.
No. So.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you about Mini maybe adding a trunk, believe it or not. And we're going to take a look at what Lincoln's going to charge for his brand new Continental. Plus, we're going to talk a ton of tech on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Keep it floored, but we'll be right back. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. cruisecontrolradio.com. Check it out. I have the Les Jackson, the early years photo essay. It's a popular one, Les.
Oh, yes.
Mini is popular, too, and they have kind of had the same silhouette for many, 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 many decades. Not really having a trunk, always having a hatch or swing outdoors, depending on the model. Now the magazine Auto Car says there's a lot of rumors that a Mini with a trunk might be coming out. And it could use the old Riley moniker in reference to the Riley Elf from the 1960s, which was the Mini with a tiny trunk.
That's right. I remember Riley's. I actually saw one on the road here back then.
Wow.
Kind of an eccentric little car. But anyway, I think there's a market for this, frankly.
Okay.
And I think the Mini owners would embrace it because it's still a Mini, but it's got a trunk. You know, so a lot of people with Minis don't need the funkiness of the Mini.
Hmm. Well, you know, they tried a lot of different models. They've tried that coupe. Remember that? I saw one parked on the streets of New York recently, and I thought, I don't know about that. It just doesn't. It does seem like a regular Mini that someone cut the roof off of and tried to do something else with, and I didn't quite get what they were doing with it. Looked weird to me. And it seems like the current models they're going with are bigger. Next generation Countryman crossover, you know, is going to be showing up later this year. And they just have so many styles they can do with that car. And the whole brand is tied to it. So I guess they do have to look for something different, right?
Well, they do, but they don't want to go too far. I mean, and they don't want to have too many styles because you do, after a while, dilute the Mini image. But I think that there's a place. There wasn't a place for the hardtop, I agree. I don't think the convertible is all that popular.
Although they're bringing out a new model.
That's true. But, yeah, I think it's just eccentric, just quirky enough that it would probably sell.
Interesting. Well, we'll see. I'm just intrigued about the Riley thing. I missed that completely in history.
I vividly remember it. Again, I think I only saw one on the road.
Hmm.
But, you know, there was around D.C., of course, you would see a lot of international things.
So diplomats.
I can remember seeing a Humber, a Super Snipe.
Wow.
And, you know, things like, well, of course, the Miner, the Morris Miner.
Mm-hmm. These are all probably diplomats that brought their car over.
Yeah.
And we're using them. Hmm. Well, moving on to something completely different. The Lincoln Continental, of course, is a very, very buzzworthy car. A lot of people talking about it. And we know now what it will cost. It will cost $45,485, including shipping.
It just seems cheap.
And that, by the way, is several thousand more than the MKS it replaces, but still less than most similar-sized luxury sedans.
Well, but that the car just looks so elegant.
It does. It will be offered in four trim levels with a choice of three V6 engines, including a 3-liter turbo that's exclusive to Lincoln. That's one of the things they're doing. When we talk to some of the people at Lincoln, they want something that is their own. And the engine is going to have about 400 horsepower. Getting that engine with all-wheel drive Continental with the high-end black label materials, this is the all-in version, will be $69,105. But you'll have to pop for an extra $1,500 for the 30-way perfect position seats.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you might as well, though, if you're going that far.
Yeah, well, you know. Why not? I suspect the average transaction price of these things is going to be much more like $55,000.
I would agree.
But still, it just seems like such a high-end car.
Well, and here's the good news for Lincoln, because its base price is about $9,000 below the Cadillac CT6, about $5,700 less than the BMW 5 Series. The MKS in its final model year starts at about $39,935 before a $3,200 rebate advertised on Lincoln websites. So I think this should be a hit for them. And everyone loves the new face of Lincoln. You know, that it's kind of like a Jaguar type grill, isn't
it? It's just a striking looking car.
Yeah. So I think this will be a hit for them. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's going to be a big hit. I'll be very surprised if it doesn't sell well.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hold you to that right here on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook there, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. Hey, here's a story, Les. The Geek Squad, you know, the guys from Best Buy.
They wear
the skinny ties and stuff. They're moving away from the VW Beetle to Prius Cs. They're going to buy a whole fleet of them.
Well, they are more economical.
Yep.
The Prius looks geeky,
mm-hmm.
which fits quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes perfect sense, and it's time to replace these VWs. They've probably had all these for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I think so. And they're going to buy about 1,000 of them. And, you know, I don't think the C is a popular model. It's the least expensive Prius, but I think it will be good for this purpose, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it is, you know, in fleet prices, I'm sure that they're getting these things for in the high teens.
Wow, that's a great price, actually. That is a really good price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, there you go. You'll be seeing them on the road, so check them out. Hey, we are going to talk a little tech here. We've got a lot of tech to talk about this hour.
That's true.
Including solar roads, 48-volt hybrids, and something called the Textilizer. Let's start with solar roads, because a lot of people are trying this, and I think, you know, it makes sense, doesn't it? That basically your road becomes a solar panel, right?
Well, yes. The whole idea is to pave all the roads with photovoltaic panels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the road becomes a massive solar collector and creates massive amounts of electricity.
Hmm. Well, this is a company called SoloMove, which is a German startup, and they have come up with a flexible photovoltaic surface. I guess my question would be: is how smooth will it be? Because it has to have some friction for the tires. It can't be smooth as glass, you know?
That's true. And it also, I mean, how robust is it? This thing has to be driven on by cars and trucks and rain and snow and ice. I just can't imagine you could make something that would last very long.
Yeah, think of, what are you going to plow it with a plow? What happens then?
It breaks.
It breaks and becomes destroyed. Yeah, a company called Solomove, and they are a German company, and checking that out and thinking about generating some power with the sun, which is not a bad way to generate it. Fred Staub and Les Jackson, we're glad you're along for the ride on Cruise Control Radio, but stay buckled in because we got plenty more to get to, including that car made of wood by Toyota. We'll be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back. We are talking tech. Because, well, we enjoy it. And we were talking about solar roads. Now, it makes great, great sense to line very, very large acreage with solar panels. It's been calculated that if you could line 1/4 of the Sahara Desert with solar panels, you could supply all the electrical energy to the world.
Imagine that.
But anyway, but lining roads with it, or actually paving roads with it, you know, I just can't imagine that it would ever be robust enough to last very long. It's you know, we're pretty hard on our roads. But you could line the pull-off lanes,
mm-hmm.
or the right-of-way.
Yeah.
And get your electricity that way. And, you know, I think this is something that should be pursued.
All right. I agree. Yeah. And we'll have to see how durable it is. That is, I mean, if it's a German company and they're known for making durable roads for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So let's stay in the talking tech realm, Les. How about a 48-volt hybrid system? What do you think about that? Now,
well,
this was talked about a lot before a lot of companies had their bankruptcy issues in the 80s and in the 80s, in the 2008s, 2009s. But now this technology is starting to happen. And there's a lot of reasons for it. But Audi, of course, is one of them that has its SQ7 crossover, Les. And that has an electric supercharger that needs 48 volts. And then there's a lot of new hybrids. They say they could be much more efficient if they had 48 volts, especially those using stop-start systems. Automakers didn't want to do it because it cost about $1,000 to $1,200 more per vehicle. You need a second battery, a DC to DC converter, and a starter generator in the case of the start-stop system. But a lot of companies are starting to use it now. Volkswagen's one of them. Two luxury crossovers, the SQ7 and the Bentley Bentayga. Is that how you say that? Bentayga?
I would say Bentayga. Bentayga.
Mm. All right. They're having a 48-volt active suspension. I remember Bose tried an active suspension a while back. And I don't know if anything came of that, but that was a pretty wild demo they gave us of that. A lot of automakers will soon follow. By 2025, as many as 13 million vehicles will be equipped with 48-volt electrical systems. That is pretty wild. What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's inevitable as the demands on the electrical system increase, especially start stop,
mm-hmm.
things like that. You really do need a 48-volt system. And, you know, if you think about it, car makers were reluctant in the late 50s to go from 6 volts to 12 volts.
Right.
But they had to. So they did.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time to step it up.
Well, 48 volts would allow you to do more full electric driving, basically coasting more when the engine is off, going down a slope or a long flat stretch of road. To maintain the momentum, the motor would provide periodic bursts of power. And the people are talking about, like, your engine may be off for 10 minutes at a time. Originally they were going to use 42 volts, but Mercedes and BMW canceled those plans. That's probably what I was thinking of back in 2008,
yeah,
2009. You know, so they have Retroleo, who is a supplier who is looking into this, has retrofitted a Lincoln MKZ with an electric supercharger. Apparently people are pretty hot on this idea.
It makes a lot of sense. We just have to go that way.
Mm. So 48 volt systems, something to look forward to in your next car. Also a little more talking tech. We have a major talking tech block on this week's Cruise Control Radio. Something called a textilizer, which could uncover distracted driving. And this is pretty amazing, because I think distracted driving is potentially just as bad as drunk driving, isn't it?
Well, it's been measured by a number of studies to be equal to drunk driving.
Wow. Wow. And according to Engadget, this system, the textilizer, is going to be used by police just like a DUI breath test. It's made by an Israeli company called Cellebrite, and it is a roadside device that can read cell phones through different companies' systems, different suppliers. And it would tell police if people are texting in the car or not. You could also have your phone scanned. So if they believe you're driving distracted, they can scan your phone, and it will say if you texted in the last 5 minutes or so. Pretty cool, right?
Well, it is cool. It is cool. There already are court cases where people were killed or severely injured by a distracted driver.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have won those cases if the phone records hadn't been introduced in court.
Yeah. And this is something that would allow the police to do it right at the scene, too. So it's not like, you know, they would have to get a warrant or something like that. Now, it does raise privacy issues, but I wonder if it's just a go or no go type of thing. In other words, were they texting or weren't they texting? Maybe that's what it is. It's not going to read out the letters.
So.
It's just going to say there was texting activity in the last 4 to 5 minutes, there was an accident, and that makes, you know, people are going to scratch their heads and say, what's going on there, right?
Very true. And it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
We're seeing it everywhere. So, you know, it's time to put a stop to this. If people can't control their addictions, which it is technically an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Then the system has to control it for you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like wooden cars?
Well, in a way, I do. I think Morgans are very interesting wooden framed cars. So it's a tradition. I don't think it's a great material to make a car out of.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't really bend.
Well, the problem is it
energy
does bend.
Shatters. Well, Toyota used one of this world's biggest design events to show off the Setsuna concept. It is a roadster made of wood, most notably Japanese cedar and birch for the frame.
Setsuna is a Japanese word meaning kindling.
Oh, boy. It does not use nails or screws. It uses a Japanese joinery technique called okarari.
Yes.
I guess
that's
so.
tightly fitted. You've seen these Japanese puzzles, the wooden puzzles,
mm-hmm.
where everything is so tightly fitted that it holds itself together.
Yeah. This is just a concept, though, of course.
Yes.
But a cool-looking concept,
it's
I have
really
to
neat.
Say.
It looks like a boat, kind of.
It looks like an old Chris Craft, doesn't it? You know, from those mahogany Chris Crafts, maybe? Of course, it would never reach production because of, you know, crash requirements and things like that. But it is an interesting concept, I will say that. It is something that, you know, they say is designed to celebrate the history of the automobile. Not quite sure how it does that, though.
I'm not sure how it does either. It's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful to look at.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Hey, we should talk about this guy in Minnesota, shouldn't we? The speeding guy. He has a Camaro SS, and he was doing 171 miles an hour on a divided four-lane road in Duluth, Minnesota area. And the police officer took off after him in a Dodge Charger Pursuit, which is good up to about 135 miles an hour. Just to get close enough for the speed demon to see his lights, the guy did pull over. But he's going to get a maximum sentence of 90 days in jail or a $1,000 fine and license revoked. We'll have to see how that comes out. He did pull over, so he helped himself out there. But we'll talk a little more about that when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Stay tuned. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com. Well, I'm a rolling daddy with a mean machine. It's got a V8 motor, it sure is clean. I'm a hot rod man. Yeah, I'm a hot rod man.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back. Cruise Control. Well, speaking of hot rod men, we were talking about a guy that was up in Minnesota who got caught hot rodding.
Mm-hmm.
His Camaro, 2016 Camaro SS, doing 171, which is about the top speed of the car.
Yeah, before fuel
that's
shuts
the good
off.
News. Yeah. The bad news is he got noticed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do 90 days in the Gray Bar Hotel.
Well, if he's been sentenced yet.
He
did pull over, which is
he
good.
He did pull over, yes. $1,000 fine. Now, he's lucky because in a lot of states, especially along the East Coast, the fine is, you know, like $5 for every tenth of a mile over the speed limit.
Oh, wow.
You were driving. And you could do much more time in jail.
I often wonder what would happen if you were doing high-speed testing and you were pulled over. I always thought the cop had like a battery-powered shredder, and he'd say, "Can I see your license?" And he would just put it in the shredder.
Yeah, that's right. but it's just, yeah, it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea because
to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it again because they revoked his license.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet they revoke it for a year. Major punishment. But like I say, he did pull over because the Dodge Charger, probably the Hemi powered version, was at 135 and he could not pull up on the guy. You know, he couldn't get any more out of it. And going 135 or 171 on the street is just not a good idea because it would take you a long time to stop, wouldn't it?
Yep, and you don't know the condition of the tires or the road or the other traffic. It's just, you know, there are places to do that more safely.
Yes, exactly, like Bonneville.
Well, or, you know, a decent racetrack.
Yeah, where they do have these flying mile races now, you know, where you can bring your car there and you get a mile to get up to speed and then they clock you over a mile and then you have a mile or so to slow down. So that would be fun.
Pretty cool.
Better way. You don't have to worry about someone pulling out in front of you either. You know, that would just be not good.
Well, and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting a very, very expensive ticket, not to mention your insurance
exactly.
costs.
Exactly. You are listening to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred and Les. We're glad you're along for the ride with us. Don't forget, we're on the web at Cruise Control Radio. You can check us out, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. All the links are there. Podcast edition, all that. At cruisecontrolradio.com. What is going on at the new Top Gear?
Wow. I'm telling you, we should have taken over that show.
Chris Evans and Matt LeBlanc are apparently at war. That's according to the UK's Entertainment Daily. What happened was they were doing a segment, and I actually saw some of the raw footage of this. They were doing a segment with Ken Block driving that wild Mustang he has, doing his donuts and all his moves. But they were doing it near this war memorial. And frankly, you know, it looks kind of close to it from looking at the footage. People were saying, well, they're on a long lens and it made it look really close. It's close because there's a guy standing with a jib right in front of the memorial. And this is a big problem. It's the cenotaph, I guess. It is a memorial to the First World War at the city of Westminster, London. Apparently Chris Evans feels Matt LeBlanc destroyed the brand, sullied the brand, severely damaged the brand of Top Gear during this filming. Now, my question to you is, and I know this from being in TV, the talent doesn't say, let's go shoot there.
No.
They say, where are we shooting? You show up, you sit in your trailer, and they say, okay, it's ready to shoot. Is this LeBlanc's problem?
Not at all. This is Evans' problem. Evans, I've seen him a few times. He's a very opinionated guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just doesn't like the idea of an American on the show, especially a good-looking American, because Chris Evans is not the most attractive man you would ever want to see.
Okay.
We'll leave it there. I think that he's a guy that wants you know, wants all of the attention.
Well, he's on a show with eight other people now, right?
That's right.
So that's a problem, isn't it?
It is. He's spent his entire career being the sole radio drive time celebrity. And I don't think he's a team player.
Wow. Well, that's a big problem for the show. I just know that, you know, no talent says, let's go shoot here. They're told
no,
to do it.
No, never. Never, ever, ever.
And I just think, you know, that this is, I don't know, it's bad for the show. Maybe he's bad for the show.
I think he's bad for the show. He only likes Ferraris. That's the only car that he likes.
Wow. It's kind of limiting.
And he owns about a dozen of them.
And they're all white, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't even like red Ferraris.
I know. I think Evans is just the wrong guy.
Hmm. Well, we shall see. I think it's set to premiere in April, so we'll have to see.
It said May on the
trailer.
On the on the TV trailer. Now, also speaking of the Top Gear, the original boys that we all like are coming this year to Amazon streaming video. That we're of course awaiting, and I just saw the trailer for the new version of the American Top Gear.
There's really going to be a new
coming
version.
Back. Yes, it shows those three
people,
guys, and they're going to be back now. Now, frankly, what's the deal?
I don't get that, and I don't think either. Anyone got it.
No,
I don't. I really don't. Well, we shall see. We shall see. Hey, we're always looking for new forms of racing. This was interesting. We saw this week in the Cruise Control Radio newsroom. ESPN will start covering drone racing in Austin, August, I should say. They're going to cover the International Drone Racing Association, the IDRA. It's a multi-year deal with ESPN at its competitive events. The network's the first to broadcast drone racing, and its first-person views will be August at U.S. National Drone Racing Championship from Governor's Island, New York City. I might actually go see that. Governor's Island is great. And live coverage of the event will stream on Watch ESPN, the Watch ESPN app. Good thing about this, from a coverage standpoint, they all have a camera on board, so everyone has an onboard camera. Should make it interesting, shouldn't it?
Yeah. It could be rather dizzying.
Yes. I think it'd be fun to try.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But like any form of racing, Les, it starts off like, let's just do this for fun. Yep. And then it gets competitive, doesn't
Guaranteed
it?
Guaranteed to get extremely expensive.
Yep. All right. We appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. You can check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Check out the podcast. All there. cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road.
Bye.
Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.